on the journey we're on, it'll be one of those times when you stop and look at the scenery and think, blimey, look at that, we're going there. So extraordinary, you're right, it's extraordinary to think what this journey has been.
And you know, the journey, we've talked about it before so many times, the journey has been amazing. There's many, many stop-offs. For Wimbledon, 88,
yeah,
obviously 2016, but actually there was a game in between that Wimbledon have been to Wembley,
yeah,
against Corinthian Casuals.
13th of April 2008, I remember the date because it's my son's birthday, and actually I went and looked it up. Crowd was 5,171. Which I think was 5,000 of us, and bizarrely, the Wembley stewards insisted on segregating the Corinthian Casuals fans from us. Not the happiest of experiences from that point of view, and we won 8-1. Biggest cheer of the day was for their goal. And the nice thing about the day was Marcus Gayle can now say he scored a goal at Wembley.
So, you know, actually, this would be a third trip to Wembley, and the previous two have been fairly successful, so it'd be nice to make the third one successful.
I don't think we'll win 8-1, but we mustn't get blasé about our appearances at Wembley. That was a fun day. And when you think about it, a ludicrous thing to do in the middle of a promotion-chasing season to play a friendly game at Wembley. But you don't pass up the chance, do you? So on Monday, we mustn't pass up the chance to enjoy the day.
Yeah. I mean, how much of it is about that? Because, you know, 14 years ago, just over 14 years ago, it looked as if you wouldn't have a football club.
Yeah, I remember at the time, because I was starting to get involved in what became the club, saying to my sons that this is going to be really exciting because we're either going to try and buy Wimbledon FC, which is what I thought would happen during administration, or we're going to start again. And I did business plan. I did a bizarrely bad business plan for taking over the old Wimbledon, and thank goodness I never needed that. It's just weird, isn't it? The whole thing is strange, exciting.
This club is, as you say, if there was a business plan to buy the old club, but this is better, isn't it?
It is. I think one of the anomalies, that's not quite the right word, but one of the strange things about this is that out of such an appallingly bad decision, in such a chicken-hearted way, something terrific has come out of it. And it should never have been made, and it shouldn't have been allowed, but look at us now. Something really good has come out of it. So it's not to say... Not to say they shouldn't have done it, but from a personal point of view, I was thinking of retiring from my job and wondering how I could get some kind of peripheral role in football, and look at what I've got now. We've got the best job in the world, for me. So from a personal point of view, it's been brilliant.